Hallelujah. How many know that's what we need, another talk with Jesus today? Hallelujah. Stand with me if you're able today. We're going to get ready to turn to the word of the Lord. Amen. I'm excited to bring the word of the Lord to this body today. Amen. I feel a directive from the Holy Ghost to speak what I'm about to speak. Amen. To this church. I really feel this in my spirit today. And I believe God is going to bless somebody. I believe God is going to strengthen us. How many know one word from God can change your life? One word from God can change your life today. Amen. If you're able to stand in reverence to God's word today, I will take your attention to the book of Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. Amen. It's probably not a passage of scripture that you're familiar with. This is actually a letter through the mouth of the prophet to the shepherds of Israel. Amen. And it begins in the form of a rebuke. Amen. But right in the middle, amen, is a very beautiful promise from God that I want to extract from God's word today. The book of Ezekiel, the 34th chapter and the 11th verse. You can shout yes if you're there. Amen. Ezekiel 34 and 11. Amen. If you do not have a Bible, please see us before you leave this place today. We want you to have one in your home. Amen. Ezekiel 34 and 11. The text is provided for you up on the screens to my right and my left. Amen. If you need that for guidance today. Ezekiel 34 and 11. The word of the Lord out of the mouth of the prophet saith, "For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. And as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloud and in the dark day." Verse 13 says, "And I will bring them out from the people." Everybody say out. He will bring us out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and all the inhabited places of the country. And I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. And they shall lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. Verse 16, "And I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away. And I will bind up that which was broken, and I will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, and I will feed them with judgment." Hallelujah. Glory be to the word of God today. Ezekiel 34 begins as a rebuke to unfaithful shepherds. But very quickly it turns into a beautiful promise from God to his fold, to the sheep of God. Amen. We see this beautiful promise. He says, "I will search for you." Ooh, "I will search for you. I will find you. I will feed you and I will protect you." Ain't you glad we have a searching shepherd today? Ain't you glad we have a shepherd that knows when we've lost our way today? Ain't you glad we have a God who never gives up on us today? Would you clap your hands up to the Lord and give him praise all over this house today? Hallelujah. Woo, we serve a searching shepherd today. And I want to preach to you today on this topic, finding a needle in a haystack. Finding a needle in a haystack. Clap your hands unto the Lord today as you're seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that was a quick hand clap. Y'all cut that thing off like right there. And I was waiting to just rejoice with you for a second, but you're like, just cut it off. Amen. God is good today, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. And I'm thankful for the presence of the Lord that is in this house. Amen. I believe the Lord has moved in our midst today. I believe God wants to speak to us today. And I believe we can find apples, amen, of gold and pictures of silver. Amen, in the Word of God today. What a beautiful picture we find painted in this promise in God's Word that God will search for us. God will find us. God will feed us. And God will protect us today. Amen. There was a story that made headlines not long ago on Fox News that captured the attention of the world. Amen. There was a man by the name of Tim Shaddock. Amen. Tim and his dog Bella ventured out. Amen. On a journey. Amen. And they went out and they set out on what was supposed to be just a quick journey across the Pacific Ocean. Amen. But storms came. And equipment failed, and communication was lost, and very quickly this journey became something that it was not intended to be. How many know sometimes our journey will turn into something that we did not intend for it to be? Amen. And very quickly, Tim Shaddock, amen, as the storms came and the equipment failed and communication was lost, amen, hours turn into days, and days turn into weeks, and before you know it, weeks, Brother Eric, turn into months. And for months, amen, Tim and his dog Bella were lost out in the Pacific Ocean. Just one small boat, amen, swallowed up by this vast, endless ocean that they were lost in. Amen, search crews began to look, but the Pacific Ocean is wide. Amen. And a helicopter, amen, began to helicopters and air crews were dispatched. Amen. But from the air, a small boat in the midst of the Pacific Ocean is nothing more than a tiny speck. Amen. And as they look, amen, and hours turn into days and days turn into weeks and weeks turn into months. Amen. They're looking for this man and his dog that is lost in the Pacific Ocean. And to find one man and one dog in all of that water was like finding a needle in a haystack. Finding a needle in a haystack. But one day, against all odds, against the impossible odds that were before them, they were found. A helicopter crew spotted them drifting out upon the ocean, and rescue came just in time. The world marveled, not just that Tim Shaddock and his dog Bella survived, amen, months out upon the ocean, running out of food, running out of water, running out of resources. Not just that they survived, but that they were found at all was simply a miracle. It was simply a miracle that they were even found at all. Church, that story that I just read to you is not just about survival. That story is about searching. Can I tell somebody today, it ain't just about you surviving. It's about the one that's searching for you while you're trying to survive. Come on, somebody. This ain't just about us. Yeah, we got to do our part. And yeah, we got to be faithful to God. But we have a searching God today. We have a God that will not give up on us today. We have a God that loves us even to the end today. Hallelujah. And he has the ability to find a needle in a haystack. That's what kind of God we serve today. Amen. That's what kind of God we serve today. It wasn't just about survival. It was about searching. It's about someone being lost. Amen. Where they could not save themselves. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, I cannot save myself. Come on, it's about somebody who was lost who could not save themselves. But it's also about someone else who refused to stop looking for them. And that's what kind of God we serve today. And that's exactly the picture that God gives us in His Word today. You may feel like a needle in a haystack. You may feel like He's never going to find you where you're at. But I come to tell somebody in this house today that God has not stopped looking for you. God has not stopped searching for you. God has not stopped loving you. And God will never give up on you. And a needle in a haystack might seem like something impossible, but our God specializes in the impossible. Our God specializes in the impossible. Amen. That's exactly the picture that God is painting for us in His Word today. God is a searching God. Hallelujah. He's a searching God today. He's a God that does not give up. He's a God that does not get weary. He's a God that never sleeps and never slumbers. Amen. He's a searching God today. Come on, somebody. The Word of God did not say if they find their way back. No, He said, I'm going to search for them while they're lost. Come on, somebody. It did not say if they cry loud enough, I'm going to hear them. He said, no, I'm going to seek them out wherever they're at. And whatever they're going through, I will find my sheep. I will find my sheep, and I will feed them, and I will protect them, and I will look after them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I will seek them out. Can I tell you today, God is not passive about the lost. Can I tell you today, God's not passive about the lost today. Amen. He's passionate about the lost today. He cares about the lost today. He's married to the backslider today. God is not distant from us. He's not in some faraway land today. He's as close as the tips of your fingers right here, right now. God is able for you to touch Him, and He's able to touch you also. Hallelujah. Amen. God is not passive about lost souls. He's passionate about them. He is nigh unto us, the Bible says. God is not waiting in heaven with crossed arms, just waiting for you to come. We're not talking about prodigals today. We're talking about lost sheep. We're talking about people that God is out searching for today. Amen. He's searching, seeking to save that which is lost. He is a searching shepherd. The picture that is painted in Ezekiel 34 is a powerful picture. The sheep are scattered. Come on. The fold is split up. The sheep are scattered. The Bible, amen, says that the day is cloudy and the day is dark and the visibility is low. How many ever been in such a low place that you feel like you can't even see your hand in front of your face? That's what kind of day I'm talking about today. God knows exactly where you're at. God knows exactly what you're going through. God knows when the visibility is low. God knows when the day is dark. God knows when the day is cloudy. And He knows where to look for His sheep at. He knows when the danger is high. God's still on the search for the lost sheep. He's still on the search. And yet, danger is high, visibility is low, the day is dark and cloudy, yet God says, I will go after them. I will seek out my sheep. I will find them. Tim Shaddock could not radio for help. Tim Shaddock could not swim to the shore. Amen. If Tim Shaddock and Bella were going to be saved, amen, somebody had to find them where they were at. They could not help themselves. And I come to remind somebody in this house, no matter how strong you are, no matter how good you are, no matter how good looking you are, no matter how much money you got, no matter what kind of a pedigree you got, you cannot save yourself. You need a shepherd that's looking for you today. You need a shepherd that's looking for you today, searching, seeking to save that which is lost. Amen. And if Tim and his dog were going to be saved, amen, it was going to take somebody to save them. Amen. It was going to take somebody to save him. Amen. He couldn't radio for help. He couldn't swim to shore. Amen. And if he was going to be saved, it was going to take somebody to find him right where he was at. Can I tell this body today that in the same fashion, Brother Jediah, sin scatters us. Disappointment scatters us. Come on, things not going the way we hope they would go will scatter us. Disappointment will scatter us. Things will cause us to lose our way with God. But let me tell you something, no matter how many times the one leaves the 99, Jesus is going to leave the 99 to go after the one today. Why? Because he's a searching shepherd. And he and only he has the ability to find a needle in a haystack. He has the ability to do it today, church. In the same fashion, sin scatters us. Life's storms scatter us. Failures scatter us. Disappointments scatter us. Can I tell this body today that many people are not lost because they are rebellious, although some are. But many people are not lost only because they're rebellious, but because they've been wounded, because they've been weary, because they're worn down and let down by somebody else. Many people got serious wounds in their spirit. And the Bible says a wounded spirit, who can bear it? Let me tell you who can bear it. God can bear it. God can bear it. You don't have to bear it. God will bear it for you. Amen. They've been wounded. They've been worn down. They've been let down. Yet we have a God that says, I'm searching for them. I'm looking for them. And I will find them. I will not give up on them. I will never stop loving them. Can I tell this body today that loss does not mean forgotten? I'm going to say that again. Can I tell this body today that loss does not mean forgotten? Many people have lost their way with God, but that don't mean God ever forgot about you. Come on, somebody. He's married to the backslider. And whether you make your bed in hell, the Bible says he's going to be there with you. You're his child. You're his creation. You're the sheep of his pasture today. And he loves you with everything that is within him. And lost does not mean forgotten. One of the greatest lies that the enemy has ever told is that if you're lost, God has forgotten you. Let me tell you something, that is nothing more than a lie from the pits of hell. Many people have drank that Kool-Aid. Many people have never gotten back to God because they listened to the lies that the enemy was putting in their head. And one of the greatest lies that the enemy has ever told is that if you are lost, God has forgotten about you. That if you have drifted too far, God has stopped looking for you. God will never stop looking for you. Amen. Ezekiel 34 destroys that lie today. The sheep are scattered. The day is dark. The day is cloudy. The visibility is low. Amen. But there still are his sheep. The sheep are scattered, but they're still his sheep. The flock is broken, but it's still his flock. Can I tell you today, no matter what condition you find yourself in, you still belong to Jesus. You might not be walking with him. You might not be listening to him, but you're still the apple of his eye today, and he still loves his creation, and he still has the ability to find a needle in a haystack. Isaiah 49 says, can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, the Bible says they can. How many seen a mother forget her children? Come on, the Bible says it can happen. He said, yea, they may forget, the mother may forget, but I will never forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Every time I look at myself, I see you. I see the creation. I see the love of my life. I see the apple of my eye. You are the sheep of his pasture today. And we, in our finite minds, me, we, you, I, every one of us, in our inability to love the way we should, We can forget one another. We can mess up with one another. But God will never forget you. God will never stop loving you. He said you have been engraved upon the palms of his hands. God will never be able to forget you. Church, you're not a statistic to him. Come on, you're more than a number to him. You are the apple of his eye. Come on, you are the heartbeat of his life today. Come on, God loves his church today, and he has the ability to find us wherever we are at. More, amen, than a number to God. You're more. You are not just another soul, amen, in the sea of humanity. Sometimes we may feel like a needle in a haystack, but God knows exactly where to look. We may feel like, come on, the storms of life are all around us. We may feel like our obstacles are greater than what strength we have left. Come on, we may feel like some very insignificant piece in this great big pool. But let me tell you something, God's able to find you right where you're at. Come on, raise your hand in this house if God has found you where you were at today. Look around this room. Everybody in this room, God found you right where you were. God found you when you were going through what you were going through. God found you in your weakest moment. God found you and he restored you and he brought you back to life. Because we are the apple of his eye. We are the sheep of his pasture. Amen. And in our inability, we forget sometimes, but God will never forget us. Lost is not forgotten. Why? Because we have a searching shepherd today who never forgets who we are or how much he loves us. When Jesus came in the flesh, he didn't come to introduce some kind of new concept or some kind of new religion. No, he came to reveal the heartbeat of God. Here God is sitting in heaven and he's looking down at his creation and they're failing miserably and they're turning time and time and time again. Brother Joe talked about it this morning in the Sunday morning session, how that God's people continually went back to false idols. And here God is sitting on his throne in heaven, looking down at his creation failing miserably. Amen. And he can't stand to watch it anymore. So he robes himself in flesh. He comes down and he enters into a woman and he comes out as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. He spends 30 some years upon the face of the earth, builds a church and sacrifices himself for the love of his life. And that's the body of Christ. That's a true redemptive story. Church, let me tell you something. You can read all the books you want. You'll never read a love story like that one. You'll never find another love story like that one. Come on, I know some of you women love to read a good love story. Let me tell you something. You'll never find another love story like Jesus, how much he loves his church today and what lengths he's willing to go to find them. When he came in flesh, he didn't come to introduce some new concepts. He came to reveal his heart. Luke 19 says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost." Luke 15 tells us of a shepherd with 100 sheep. 100 sheep. It defies all logic. It defies all reason. Let me tell you something. If I bid 100 jobs and I lose one, I'm a pretty happy guy. Huh? Let me tell you something. You're in the same boat. And let me tell you something. It defies all logic. It defies all reasoning. But Luke 15 tells us about a shepherd that had 100 sheep. 99 of those sheep are safe. 99 of those sheep are within the fold. 99 of those sheep are listening to the shepherd. Amen. 99 of those sheep are right where they're supposed to be. Amen. But one of those sheep is missing. And can I tell you, the heart of the shepherd was not going to go for it. Even though there was 99 left, there was still one missing. Can I tell this body today that the church must have the heart of a shepherd? And if there's one lost, we got to go find them. If there's one that's without God, and if there's one that's hurting, and if there's one that's suffering, we got to go find that one. Because it's the heart of a shepherd. The Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. Not because the 99 don't matter, but Jesus didn't come for the whole. The Bible says the whole need not a physician. Come on, but the sick need a physician. Come on, the lost need a shepherd. Come on, God counts on us if we're in the fold to do the right things. God counts on us, Sister Gail, if we're in the 99, we need to listen to the voice of the shepherd. But we never need to lose our love for the one that is still lost. It's the heartbeat of the shepherd. Come on, not because the 99 don't matter, but because the one does. But because the one does. Finding one lost sheep may look foolish to us. It may seem foolish to our human logic. But the kind of God, the kind of love that God has for us does not calculate risks like we do. Huh? The kind of love that God has for us, come on, He loves us too much to let us go. He loves us too much to just let us be. Come on, sometimes we might get in such a low place, we just might say, I would say, just let me be. Let me tell you something, if you make your bed in hell, God's going to be there. You can run, but you cannot hide. Come on, there's not a rock, there's not a hole deep enough that you could ever get away from God. Come on, His love is so great for us, He cannot let us go. But the shepherd goes out and he searches the valleys. The shepherd goes out and he climbs the hills. The shepherd goes out and he listens for the faintest bleat. Why? Because to him, the one sheep is not replaceable. Because to him, the one sheep is not disposable. To him, the one sheep still has his heart. The one sheep still has his heart and he's willing to do anything for it. He's willing to pay any price to get it back because his love is greater than the cost. How many know searching always costs something? Searching's always going to cost something. Come on, and when it comes to God, it's no different. Come on, when Tim Shattuck and Bella was last lost out in that Pacific Ocean, let me tell you something, those helicopters, they cost money. Those search teams that were dispatched looking hour after hour, day after day, month after month, it costs money. Searching always costs something. Amen. It always costs something. Amen. They spend their hours. They burn their fuel. They risk their lives. Amen. And Calvary reminds us that God's search for us cost Him something. It cost Him something. That's how much He loved you. That's how much He's willing to search for you. He gave His life for you that you might have life and have it more abundantly because His love is greater than the cost. His love is greater than the cost. And the Bible says, for the joy that was set before Him. Not only was He willing to lay down His life for us, but He considered it a joy, Brother Mike. For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the pain and the suffering of the cross. That's how much He loves us today. That's how much He cares for us today. Jesus stepped into a dark world. He was despised and rejected. He bore our sins, sins that were not His own, but He bore our sins, and He carried our shame. And by His stripes, we are healed today. That's how much He loves us. Why? Because heaven was not content to lose even one soul. The Lord sits high and He looks low. 1 Peter 3 says, for Christ also hath once suffered for our sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God. Church, the cross is proof that God will go to impossible lengths to find that which is lost and to redeem it. God will go to impossible lengths to find that which is lost and to redeem it. You are more than a needle in a haystack. And sometimes we feel that way, but God knows right where we're at, and he knows where to find us. We were found on purpose. Let me tell you something. God didn't find anybody in this room on accident. He didn't stumble upon you. He didn't run across you because he was out bored one day taking a walk. No, he knew where you were at. He came looking for you. He came searching for you. He came to redeem you and to restore you. We were found on purpose. And when Tim Shadock was found, it was not an accident. It was because somebody was searching for him. Somebody was looking for him. Somebody's love was greater than the cost. Somebody refused to quit. Let me tell you something. When God finds us, it's never by chance. It's never by happenstance. No, God knows exactly what he's doing. God has a plan and a purpose for us. Psalms 40 says, he brought me up also out. Everybody say out. Out of a horrible pit. Out of the miry clay. And he set my feet on a rock and he established my goings. He doesn't just find us. He restores us. How many is thankful that when he finds us, he don't leave us the way we were? When he finds us, he don't leave us the way we were. If you stay the way you were, you're doing it on your own, not because God wasn't there to help you. If you stay the way you were, it's because you don't want to listen to God today. Amen. When he was found, it was not an accident. Amen. He brought us up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set our feet on a solid rock today. We may feel overlooked. You may feel insignificant. You may feel hidden in a haystack, but God specializes in haystacks. He's the God of haystacks today. He's the God of the impossible today. God specializes in finding what other people overlook. What the world calls disposable, God calls valuable. Ain't you glad that he thought you were worth saving? How many heard that old song? He thought I was worth saving. So he came and he saved my life. What a mighty God we serve today. What the world calls disposable, God calls valuable. What the enemy calls lost, God finds it worth pursuing. And we as the church must reflect the heart of the real shepherd. We as the church must reflect the heart of our good shepherd today. This book, this chapter, this passage of scripture, Ezekiel 34, begins as a rebuke to a careless and unfaithful shepherds. God said that they were feeding themselves, but they would not seek the lost. They were feeding themselves, but they would not feed the lost. Church, we must never become a place that only celebrates the 99. God help us if we ever become a place that only celebrates the 99 and forgets about the one. Can I tell you today, God has given you every resource you need. God has given you good church services. God has given you worship like you were just a part of. God has given you altars that are open 2 to 3 times a week. God has given you prayer meetings. God has given you ladies' book clubs and ladies' prayer meetings and men's fellowship meetings and men's mentoring meetings. God has given the 99 everything we need to make it. But the heartbeat of God is that one that is still lost. That one that is yet to walk through those doors. That one that is yet to walk in here broken and hurting. God help us if we ever become a place that only celebrates the 99. Because we will be displeasing to God and we will not be a good reflection of our Maker. God is concerned about the one. This chapter begins as a rebuke to unfaithful shepherds. Amen. But it very quickly turns into a promise to the sheep, the people, the fold of God today. Amen. We must be a reflection of a searching God. And we must have room in our hearts. We must have room in our prayers. We got to keep room at our altars for that one lost soul that's still on their way. God, send one more. God, send one more. Next week, next service, I'm going to pray, God, send one more. Come on, and as the 99 grows into 100 and the 100 grows into 150, I'm going to say, God, send one more. We'll make room for them. We'll love them. We'll find a place for them. We'll nurture them. We'll care for them. They'll be our heartbeat just like they're your heartbeat because you saw them as a needle in a haystack and you found them right where they were at. Come on. The mission of the church is not to maintain comfort. Ooh, listen how quiet that got when I said that. You hear that, Brother Tim? How there's moving, breathing, all shaking, walking. All this stuff going on. Boy, as soon as I said it, quiet as Timothy Church Mouse. The mission of the church is not your level of comfort. I ain't here to make you comfortable on your road to hell. I'm here to stir you up. I'm here to push you. I'm here to challenge you. I'm here to help you get to heaven. I'm here to tell you, you got to be like God if you want to live with Him forever. He said, be ye holy for I am holy. We got to be like the Lord today. And we got to be a searching congregation. God, help us if we ever are content with filling this room today. This room ain't big enough for God. Well, what God wants to do for this body. Come on, God, help us if we're ever content with the 99. We got to be a searching church. We got to be a loving church. We got to be a compassionate church. We got to be a church that has the heartbeat of God today. Come on. The mission of the church is not to maintain your comfort. It's to participate in the search. What did Jesus say when he gave his disciples the Great Commission? Matthew 28, come on, and 19. Go ye out into the highways and the byways. Compel them to come and teaching them, baptizing them in the name of Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, which is Jesus Christ, all three in one. Go ye into the highways and the byways. Go take part in the search. That's why we got SOS in this church. Come on, if you ain't a part of SOS in this church, you should be. Come on, if you ain't a part of SOS and if you ain't inviting people to church, you might want to examine your own motives. You might want to examine what your motive is. Are you really a reflection of the heart of God? Because he gave us a commission, and that's to go out into the highways and the byways. And to compel them to come in. The 99 will never be enough to the good shepherd. And the 99 should never be enough to us. It's always about the one. It's always about the one. The mission of the church is not comfort. The mission of the church is to empower the people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jude 1 and 22 says, and some have compassion, making a difference with their compassion, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Can I tell this body today, we are not called to ignore the haystack. We are called to find the needle. I don't care if you invite 1,000 people to church and not one of them show up. There's more than 1,000 pieces of hay in a haystack. Somewhere in there, there's a needle. Somewhere in there, Brother Joe, there's a lost soul looking for God. Somewhere in there, there's somebody that's hurting and suffering and needs a voice of reason in their life. Somewhere in there, there's somebody who wants to live for God. We're not called today to ignore the haystack. We're called to find the needle. Stand with me as the musicians come quickly. Church, today, I believe the Holy Ghost is searching this room. Come on, I believe the Holy Ghost is speaking to the hearts of God's people. I believe the Holy Ghost is ministering to us in this place today, searching for someone who wants to be found. Can I tell you, rejection will be something that is experienced from every soul winner. If you can't handle rejection, you can't be a soul winner. If you can't handle people telling you no, if that hurts your little feelings, you better toughen up. Because it's going to take the skin of a rhinoceros and the heart of a child for you to get into heaven. You're going to have to be tough and tender at the same time. And let me tell you something. No matter how many pieces of straw we pull out of the haystack, we still got to be looking for the needle. Because that's the heart of God. Finding the needle in the haystack. Some of you feel scattered. Some of you, like Tim Shaddock and Bella, feel drifted. You feel lost in the vastness of this great big life. Things are all around you. Confusion abounds. Things you don't understand. Disappointments, hurts, wounds, scars. All these things are there every day of your life. Some of us feel scattered. Some of us feel drifted. Some of us feel like we're lost in this life that we're living. But the shepherd is calling today. The shepherd is searching today. The shepherd is climbing the hills. The shepherd is descending into the valleys. The shepherd is searching for that one lost soul. That one individual that's open to the voice of God. That one individual who says, I just need something different in my life. I just need some peace in my life. I just need to feel loved again. I just need to feel that I have significance again. I just need to feel like my life has purpose again. The shepherd is looking for you. The shepherd is searching for you. The shepherd is calling your name today. You are not too far that he cannot reach you. You are not too broken that he cannot fix you. You are not too lost that he cannot find you. The shepherd is searching for you. You are not too hidden. This is not a game of hide and seek. And if it were, God would know exactly where you were hiding. Huh? The shepherd is searching for you. Ezekiel 34 said, the Lord said through the mouth of the prophet, so I will seek out my sheep and I will find them and I will feed them and I will deliver them. Come on. If you need to be found again, this altar is open. Come on, if you need to be loved again, this altar is open. If you need to feel significance again, if you need to feel purpose again, this altar is open. Come on, if you're tired of loneliness, if you're tired of drifting, if you're tired of feeling lost in this great big life that we're living in today, the shepherd is calling your name. The shepherd is searching for you. Come on, the shepherd is here in this room right now. If you need to know that someone still sees you, God sees you. God sees you. God sees right where you're at. The shepherd is calling your name today. The shepherd is in this room today. The search has reached right where you are at. The search has reached right where you are at today. Come on, you can be found. You can be rescued. You can be loved. You can be restored. God can make a difference in your life today. The shepherd is searching for you. The shepherd is searching for you. He has found you right here, right now. And today can be the day that you are found. Would you come? Would you come? These altars are open. Come on, the Lord is looking for you. The Lord is calling you by your name today. You can be found right now. Would you come as we sing this closing song? The shepherd is calling you by your name. He can find a needle in a haystack. Would you come as we sing this closing song?